Hi, this is Positively Ocean, where we celebrate the ocean and look at what's working well. I'm Liz Fox. While the continental United States tries to keep warm through this frigid winter, it's whale birthing season in Hawaii. An estimated 10,000 humpback whales have returned to the warm waters at the Hawaiian Islands Humpback Whale National Marine Sanctuary to give birth and make more babies. That means that whale watch boats are busy, but so are rescuers like Ed Lyman. He's the whale entanglement response coordinator at the sanctuary. Whales can get caught in equipment that improves our lives, like moorings, fishing nets, and communications and research instruments. Entangled whales can drag ropes, cables, metal cages that can weigh hundreds of pounds, and that makes feeding and breathing and their annual migration of up to 6,000 miles nearly impossible. Researchers and rescuers like Lyman study how whales get stuck, what they tow, and how to safely remove the dangling and dragging debris. Lyman is working with extra precaution this year after one of his colleagues and whale rescue pioneer Joe Howlett died in July. Howlett had successfully disentangled a right whale in the Bay of Fundy when the giant animal made a sudden, unexpected flip. As a result, NOAA temporarily suspended all whale rescues until officials reviewed their safety guidelines for this dangerous work. Although Howlett lived and worked half a world away, globally, the whale entanglement responders make up a tight-knit community that meets yearly to discuss what they've learned about whale entanglements and how to improve their responses and safety. Lyman says the keys to successful disentanglement are a wide network of educated hands, maintaining a safe distance, and also using tools that keep the rescuers and animals safe. When boaters report an entangled whale, Lyman instructs them to track the whale from a safe distance while his land-based team drives to the harbor, loads the boats, and buzzes across the channel. Here's what Lyman said when I spoke to him at his office overlooking the sanctuary last spring.
So we need standby support from that community. And the whale watch vessels now, the captains, they totally organize themselves in that monitoring the whale, you know, standing by so we don't lose it. And that, boy, always brings a smile to my face when you've got the community working with you so well like that.
Like historic whaling crews on the hunt, Lyman and his team use a large boat to get to the whale's general area, then launch a small swift boat to get closer. They hook a bright orange polypropylene ball to the trailing debris rather than harpooning the whale with floating kegs. Then, just like in Moby Dick, the team hangs onto the ball with a line and lets the whale take their skiff for a Nantucket sleigh ride.
And we're doing it for a reason. It's all about assessment. So when we're towing behind the whale, we can feel its strength. If the lines are shifting, that's good news. And that changes our technique.
The tools Lyman uses are designed with human and whale safety in mind. Lyman unfurls a rolled-up set of knives to reveal a modern collection of blades and grapples that won't harm the whale and will quickly sever the tie between whale and boat if needed. And even well-planned disentanglements can change at sea. Last April, Lyman's team struggled to free the season's last of three entangled humpbacks, a calf that dragged what appeared to be a typical polyblend braided line.
Well, we got the cutting grapple on, and 15 minutes later, nothing's happening. And we looked down, and the grapple's all fouled.
That's when they pulled up the line. It was extraordinarily heavy, and they realized it was actually a 5/8 inch coaxial communications cable.
We needed a pair of bolt cutters, a large pair of bolt cutters.
After 2 days of pursuing and tiring out the whale, the team cut the cable in two spots. Some of the material remained in the calf's mouth, and that's the best Lyman's team could safely do.
And that's what we have to do. I mean, you have to look at the long run here.
And while the public has a vital role in spotting distressed whales, Lyman stresses that a call to NOAA's Whale Entanglement Hotline can save whales' lives and humans' lives. Here in California, the Whale Hotline is 1-866-767-6114. And that's an example of folks doing right by the ocean. Until next time, I'll be searching for all things Positively Ocean. For Ocean Currents Radio and KWMR, this is Liz Fox reporting from Kihei, Hawaii.